Tech is all around us. It's always updating, competing for your attention. Cut through the digital clutter with the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing, the biggest tech stories and scoops from our reporting every weekday.
Here's your Money Briefing for Wednesday, March 8th. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal. The commercials are everywhere this time of year. Tax software programs that claim to make it easy for you to fill out your returns. But many companies have gone a step further.
They'll have add-on programs where you can ask basic tax questions and add-on programs where you can actually have a tax pro do your return for you from start to finish.
So when does it make sense to hire a tax pro? We'll talk to Wall Street Journal personal finance reporter Ashleigh Ebling after the break.
What then will the future reveal?
There's one thing we know about the future. It's being built now.
We all have a stake in the future.
The future.
The future.
The future.
And the Wall Street Journal's Future of Everything podcast is here to give you a glimpse of what's on the way. I'm Danny Lewis. Join us as we dig into how science and technology are shaping the future.
For that is where you and I are going to spend the rest of our lives.
Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Although tax preparation software programs have made it easier for people to do their taxes themselves, some taxpayers are opting to tack on the additional expense of enlisting a professional to either answer tricky questions or handle their tax return altogether. But when is using a tax pro necessary, and what should you look for in a tax pro? Wall Street Journal personal finance reporter Ashleigh Ebling joins us with more. Hey, Ashleigh, thanks so much for being with us.
Nice to be here.
So, Ashleigh, I don't know if anybody actually looks forward to doing their taxes.
Well, the IRS estimates the average time all Americans spend on taxes is 13 hours at a cost of $250, including both those who file through a preparer and on their own. So it's a big time commitment. For individual filers with business income, like self-employment income reported on Schedule C, the average burden is even greater. It's 25 hours at a cost of $530.
Wow, that's a lot. And so everyone's tax situation is different, but in what cases is just using tax software enough?
Well, accountants say usually someone with a straightforward return can benefit from software. Some examples would be a retiree with income, including a Social Security check, a pension check, and maybe an annual distribution from an individual retirement account. Or it could be a married couple where both spouses have W-2 wage and tax statements and they have limited investments outside their workplace retirement plans. Either of those types of filers could use commercials tax software without any extra help in most cases.
All right, so the do-it-yourself software programs can make things easy, but we're seeing the tax software companies offer add-on services, including enlisting a tax professional to answer tricky questions. What types of issues might fall into that category?
So the growing complexity of tax filing is definitely convincing more Americans to pay someone for help. And that can be tax software companies. They'll have add-on programs where you can ask basic tax questions. And then they also have add-on programs where you can actually have a tax pro do your return for you from start to finish. Those types of complex issues that might require that would be working in multiple states, having restricted stock units that vest, or selling a rental property. Even taxpayers with self-employment income may want paid advice because it can involve higher audit red flags such as excessive business deductions or the home office deduction.
So what about not using the software and going to a tax professional that might handle your entire tax return?
So I talked to one woman who's an expat in Canada. She had done her taxes with commercial software for over a decade with no problem, but then things just got too complex and she picked the services of an old school tax preparer. There are definitely times when that makes sense. They not only help you catch mistakes, but if you've been with them year over year, they get to know you and then they know what questions to ask to really make sure your return's right.
You know, Ashleigh, whenever somebody does their taxes or if somebody does it for them, there's always a concern, a fear they're going to get an audit letter in the mail. If a tax pro does prepare your taxes, is that person responsible if there are any errors?
So if they make an error, they're definitely responsible. If you neglect to give them a tax form, say reporting interest income on a bank account or self-employment income from a side job, that's your mistake. You're the one on the hook. The paid preparer basically is responsible for substantive accuracy of your return, but you're ultimately responsible for the accuracy of every item on it.
And the taxpayer has to sign the return.
The taxpayer has to sign it under penalty of perjury. And you definitely want a tax pro who is signing your return. That's a complete red flag to walk away from if a taxpayer says they won't sign your return.
All right. So if you're seeking out a tax professional to help you prepare your returns, what sorts of things should you check out in terms of the person's credentials?
So the basic thing they need is prepare a tax identification number. Again, if they don't have a tax identification number, that's another red flag to walk away. That alone doesn't guarantee any level of expertise, though. Over 75% of all return prepare penalties that the IRS issued in calendar year 21 were assessed against non-credentialed preparers. So you want to look for credentials in addition to that tax identification number. And those credentials could be a lawyer, a certified public accountant, or an enrolled agent. They have to pass competency exams, they satisfy continuing education requirements, and they're subject to standards of conduct. Plus, they could represent you before the IRS in the event of an audit or a collections proceeding.
Now, how about beyond credentials? What else should people have on their list?
One financial planner I talked to said it was super important to ask potential preparers about their core practice. So for example, whether they have small business or expat clients or whatever your particular situation involves, that helps you make sure they're a good fit and that they have the right expertise to guide you. In addition, there are things they should ask you for. So they should ask taxpayers for your last tax return, since there are items that carry forward that you might not know about. And that could be a form 8606 if you did backdoor Roth contributions. Could be loss carry forwards or refunds applied to estimated taxes. And one last thing to look for is whether a tax pro only does tax return or also does proactive tax planning.
What's the difference?
Well, another financial planner I talked to said the danger is a lot of tax pros just file returns and move on, but you can really use your tax return to help you make financial planning moves that'll put you in a better position for the next year and going forward.
All right, that's Wall Street Journal personal finance reporter Ashleigh Ebling. Ashleigh, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.
Who do you trust for career advice? Your friend? Your partner? Your coworker? How about the biggest name in business reporting? I'm Erin Delmore, host of the As We Work podcast from the Wall Street Journal. We're talking to the experts and to workers making their way to get you the advice you need to improve your work life and advance your career. Subscribe to As We Work wherever you get your podcasts.